Welcome to Served Neat, hosted by your girl, Jen Hurtman. I'm the CEO of Neat, a boutique PR and marketing agency based out of Louisville, Kentucky. I launched Neat in 2019 with just $3,000 in my bank account. Since then, I've had the opportunity to work with hundreds of emerging brands and Fortune 500 empires. I believe that marketing and PR should be served neat, just like your favorite bourbon. On this podcast, you'll hear about the latest and greatest growth strategies, the ups and the downs of entrepreneurship, and so much more. Pour yourself a glass of your favorite bourbon because it's time to dive in to this week's episode. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Served Neat. I have been seeing a specific type of content all over Instagram and TikTok recently, and I'm not going to lie, it has been rubbing me the wrong way. You can make millions of dollars by working just 5 hours a week. Hustle culture is dead. Ooh, I hate that messaging. This narrative is true for very few founders. There are so few of them sitting on the beach, drinking a margarita while the cash just rolls in. Founders who lean into this type of content do it for one of two reasons. Number one, for their own ego. Number two, to get people to buy whatever they're selling. And I promise you, this $99 course will not allow you to make millions while working just a few hours a week and sitting on a beach in Mexico. The audience that this type of messaging is geared towards, it's just not realistic, because I promise anybody who is indeed making money in business, making millions, making hundreds of thousands, billions, whatever it may be, they don't fall for this crap. This doesn't hit home with them. But anybody who is newer in business and who is exhausted from working all the time, this is targeted specifically towards them, right? This is going to pique their interest because they are tired, they are exhausted, and they are looking for a solution to work less and make a lot more money. However, again, this is just not how business works, especially as a younger founder. And I really think that if you believe this, if you buy into this, it can set you up for failure as a business owner. There is nothing wrong with working as an entrepreneur. And I don't know why in the online space has killed the idea of hard work. Hard work is actually really admirable. If you can show up, put in the hours, put in the reps, you are going to get places so much faster than just sitting there waiting for opportunities to find you. You have to go out and get that money. I would argue that hustling and putting in the work, it's actually vital to the success of your business in the first couple of years. Your ability to put your head down, put in the hours, make it through all of your failure, like that is what is going to make you succeed in the long run. And plus, it's good character building. I'm so proud of my hustle these past 4 years. I wouldn't be here without the work. And I'm never going to sit here and pretend like, oh, look at me. I only work a few hours a week and money just finds me. Like, no, that's not my reality. There's so much more to it. In my opinion, the most successful founders are the ones who know how to roll up their sleeves and work. I've hustled, but at the same time, I've managed to make time to work out, eat healthy, sleep, see my friends, a healthy hustle, if you will. I'm not sure who took the word hustle and just turned it into a dirty word, but I would like to have a conversation with him offline. With all this being said, there will come a point in business where you are working less and making more. Eventually, in a few years, you will get there. But here's the truth. Anyone who is making money and talking about how they don't work, they've done a few of the following things that, trust me, they are not easy to execute on. Number one, first and foremost, they took years, and I mean years and a lot of hours, to cultivate a loyal community and strong brand. It takes a lot of coffee dates, a lot of lunches, a lot of networking events, a lot of DMing on Instagram to the point where your thumbs feel like they're going to fall off, to build that ride or die cult-like community that will eventually one day buy anything you decide to sell. Number two, they have a team that runs the day to day. Whether they choose to showcase their team and make them more front facing in the brand, or they keep them a little bit more silent behind the scenes, they have a team that manages their inbox. They do sales for them. They do client success. They execute on all the services. They don't micromanage their team either. They trust their team to do the work that they hired them to do. And this allows them to take a step back in the business and be more of a CEO. Three, they are no longer the secret sauce of their business. Business success does not depend on them. They have product, they have marketing, they have sales, they have client success, account management. They are not their business. They have learned to separate themselves from the brand. And last but not least, nobody talks about it, but you got to spend money to make money. Having a team, a dedicated team, is not cheap. Payroll is their biggest expense. That's just how the cookie crumbles. If you want your business to grow and grow and grow, well, somebody has to grow it. If it's not you who's working all these hours, it's somebody else who is working all these hours. There are plenty of people behind the scenes. So you have payroll, you have ads, you might have legal, you might have finance. There are people, there are systems that cost money. So yes, well, you see people talking about how they made millions or trillions or bajillions, know that they are spending quite a bit of money, but they're not going to talk about it because guess what? That's not sexy. Nobody wants to hear about all these steps and years and reps that they had to put in order to see success. This is not what sells products or services or courses. No, 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 no. It's the destination that sells, right? It's the sitting on the beach with a margarita in your hand in the sun. It's not the plane ride there. That is not what sells it. It's the end point. So as you keep up with different founders on Instagram, the people you look up to, just keep in mind that there is so much more behind the scenes that you don't get to see. This narrative is something that just rubs me the wrong way, just really grinds my gears, because this is not the reality for young founders, for new founders. It takes so much time to get to a place where you get your sanity back and you get your free time back and you can shut down your laptop at noon and go to lunch or whatever it may be. It takes so long to get there. And if new founders or aspiring founders knew this, I think that they would approach business with a very different mindset. So I hope that this episode was helpful. I just wanted to give everybody kind of a peek behind the scenes of what it actually takes. I'm super curious about what you think. If you're listening and you agree with me, DM me on Instagram. If you disagree, tell me why. If you have another business entrepreneur founder ick that you just can't get on board with, that rubs you the wrong way, send me a message. I want to hear it. Let's chat about it in the DMs. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and I will catch you guys next Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Served Need. I hope you enjoyed listening and found some tasty nuggets of marketing wisdom to help you take your brand to the next level. Remember, just like a perfectly crafted cocktail, marketing is all about finding the right balance and serving it up with a splash of creativity. So keep building, keep refining, and keep serving up your brand with style. And if you're thirsty for more insights, follow me on Instagram at neat.marketing for even more marketing tips and tricks. Be sure to subscribe and join us for our next episode of Served Neat. Until then, cheers.